A few short months ago, it was summertime. That meant outdoor events with music and food, and at the more eco-conscious gatherings, those cups, knives, and forks made of corn-based plastics, the ones labeled compostable. The idea is a good one. Make utensils from renewable materials that can break down and return to the soil. The trouble is, reality isn't so simple. Those forks and knives probably aren't being composted.
I think the biggest point of misinformation is that compostable plastics, even if they're certified, will break down in a commercial composting operation.
Today, Alicia McCutcheon, technical manager for Nevada's Redwood Landfill, is showing me the commercial composting operation. We head to the overs pile. It's an enormous heap containing the stuff that, after a couple of months, still hasn't broken down. There are big pieces of bark, old socks, tennis balls.
We get tennis balls and dog toys a lot because people rake up their yard and just whatever's in there ends up in their green can.
And a lot of plastic.
There's a cup there. I would say that's probably a regular plastic cup, but it could just as easily be a compostable plastic cup.
So guess where that plastic is headed, regardless of the type?
It ends up in the landfill.
Most commercial composting operations won't accept compostable plastics. There are two big problems. One, the material, though it is technically compostable, breaks down too slowly. Generally, to qualify for the composting label,
after 6 months, at least 60% has to biodegrade. But we have a fire hose of 150 to 170 tons of material pointed at us each day, so we do not have the 6 months to wait for 60% to break down.
And there is another problem, a big one. For the compost to be sold as organic and approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, it generally can't have synthetic source materials in it. There are a few exceptions, such as newspaper. It's not actually that compostable plastics break down into materials that are damaging to the soil, but the industry is ballooning so quickly, growing at the rate of about 20% a year, regulatory agencies haven't kept up, nor, for that matter, has public understanding.
Here's something that looks like plastic, and it is plastic, but don't put it in the recycling, you know, like all your other plastic. You need to do something special with it. That's kind of a hard message to tell people.
Tim Dewey-Mattia works at Napa's recycling and composting facility, one of the few places in the region that is accepting these plastics as part of a test project.
We're picking up commercially from restaurants, grocery stores, catering companies, special events. We actually are composting in separate piles, doing some testing on the system.
In the future, under different permit conditions, they may be able to incorporate these into their compost. But, in general, Tim isn't a fan of these plastics. He says they often end up in the general plastic recycling bin, and that creates a host of problems for the recycler. And bioplastics, even compostable ones, are no kind of long-term solution.
I think that's the concern, that people will see that they're compostable and they'll think it's okay to use single-use items when it's still pretty much a big waste.
Alicia McCutcheon from the Nevada landfill totally agrees. If you have to use throwaway utensils, she says, wood-based ones are the best choice. So chopsticks at your holiday party? Tell your guests it's for the planet. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.